Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he gave an unequivocal answer. It's loving God with your whole heart and soul and mind. A lot of times, Jesus didn't give a straight answer to a straight question, but this time he did. It was a good, clear question, and Jesus gave it a good, clear answer. But notice this. Jesus wasn't content to stop with that answer. He had to supply an addition. Because it's not enough to know the greatest commandment. You also need to know the second greatest commandment. Because we can't fulfill the greatest commandment unless we also fulfill the second. One of the main ways you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind is by loving the people in your lives as yourself. So the central question for this meditation is this: how concretely, practically, really do we love the people in our life, especially those who are difficult to love? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Fortunately, Jesus gave us a very concrete technique for fulfilling the second greatest commandment. It's the golden rule. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. Jesus said, that sums up all of the law and the prophets. The whole of the Old Testament is summed up with that golden rule. Problem is, I don't think I've ever really lived the golden rule, and I don't know if I've ever met a person who's actually lived the golden rule, where their main mode of living is to treat others as they want to be treated. But in actual practice, this is what it means to love your neighbor as yourself, to treat them the way you want to be treated. So, pick a person in your life, preferably a family member, a spouse or parent or child or sibling, someone who is actually in your life. Maybe it's a difficult person, someone you don't really like spending time with. Make that person the one you're going to love better. Treat them the way you like to be treated. Then, what we pray about during this rosary may actually make a concrete difference in the way you follow Christ's commandment. So, which person will you choose? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Treat others as you would like them to treat you. How do we all wish other people would behave toward us? Well, let's just start with attitude, since that's kind of the foundation for everything else. What kind of attitude do we all want from others? We can distinguish the way we want people to relate to our good points and our bad points. When it comes to our good points, we want people to be interested in us, to appreciate us, to admire our good qualities. We want people to notice and acknowledge the efforts we make to do or say the right things. And we want people to be willing to talk about the things we're interested in and the things that we think are worthwhile. We want people to act like they're lucky we're in their lives. And when it comes to our bad points, well, we want people to be patient with us and to give us the benefit of the doubt and cut us some slack. We want people, when they're talking about us to others, to portray us in the best light they can. That's the attitude we really appreciate from others. That's how we like people to think and talk about us. So, that person that you're going to try to love better, the one you picked in the last decade, what kind of attitude adjustment do you need to make to fulfill the second greatest commandment toward that person? How can you make your attitude toward them reflect the attitude we all wish other people had toward us? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It begins with attitude, but the golden rule requires that we do things as well. And here again, there are certain things everybody appreciates from others. We appreciate that others are reliable when we need them, that we can count on them to show up when they say they will, be faithful when they make a vow, or remember to do that thing we ask them to do. And here's what we really appreciate. It's one of the greatest marks of love. We really appreciate when someone prioritizes what they don't care about, but what's important to us. Like, if they don't care at all about tidiness, but they make a point of making the bed because they know it matters to us. Or if they don't like traveling, but they take the initiative to go on a trip because they know we'd like it. Or if they aren't interested in fiction, but they read the same book we're reading so they can talk about it with us. That's one of the greatest heights of following the golden rule. It's not when we simplistically give other people what we appreciate, like a clueless husband who gets his wife a chainsaw for her birthday because that's what he'd like for his birthday. No, we follow the golden rule when we deliberately give other people what they appreciate. So again, picture that person in your life that you want to love better. What could you do to better give that person not the sort of love and attention that you appreciate, but the sort of love that he or she appreciates? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The Golden Rule tells us to do to others as we would have them do to us. And what is, actually, the greatest thing our neighbor could do for us? Well, the greatest thing they could do for us would be to help us get to heaven. The greatest thing they could do for us is to pray for us, to offer some sacrifice for us, to have edifying conversations with us, and to be a good example for us. So, we'll end with this. That person you're trying to love better, can you make a resolution to renew your efforts to pray for them? To maybe go to a daily Mass and offer the sacrifice of the Mass for them? To speak to them about something edifying, and to try to be a better example? Of course, that will take a lot of grace, but the Lord knows we are simply trying to obey His commandment, the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. So surely, if we make these resolutions, if we ask for His grace, and if we try in our stumbling and bumbling way to put it into practice, He can't refuse us. And we will be better able to love the people and our lives as they deserve to be loved. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As He was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts on the trying to live the golden rule? It seems so simple.
It does seem so simple. And my first thought, I was like, trying to think of someone And I was like, it's not that I think I have a bunch of perfect relationships, but I was like, I really do feel like I treat people the way I would want to be treated. So then how are my relationships not perfect yet? And the answer is quite simple, and you kind of addressed that in the fourth point, which was how I want to be treated is just quite different from how other people want to be treated. And you and I are very similar in this, because you can't just take this idea at face value, and this is how I skirt around my misdealings with other people. Because I'm like, but logically, I think this is how everyone should deal with everything. So I don't even feel bad that you feel that way. That's your problem. So I'll take the example of something that I think you and I have in common. How we want to be treated, the thing that we really prioritize is autonomy. However, most people prioritize support. They don't want to just be left alone to finish something. They want you to come and help with them. I'm someone who I work best when people step back. In fact, I can't really write something with someone looking over my shoulder. I can't really work on most things with someone looking over my shoulder. But most people want help and they're like, "Why aren't you helping me?" I'm like, "This is how I'm helping you. I'm stepping back. I'm giving you space." But that doesn't justify me not being there for someone. I think it's a very modern thing, but everyone talks about love languages now for a reason, because it acknowledges that it takes more than just saying, "Well, I get you all the gifts you could ever want. Why don't you understand that I love you?" And they're like, "That's not how I want to be loved." And it does take, at the end of the day, when you're talking about the golden rule, if it's treat others how you want to be treated, you want to be known and understood and loved. We're just innately unique.
Yeah.
And that does mean changing how you behave person to person. And quite honestly, just getting to know them and asking, "You seem frustrated with my work style. How can I change that? Because I am trying to treat you the way I would like to be treated, but I'm assuming that that's how you want to be treated." I think most of my, when I reassessed with that criteria, all of my relationships are a little off kilter.
Totally. I think the love languages are very accurate in the sense that I don't want to sacrifice my way
Yes.
to love you your way. That's a big inconvenience. And
But it's the only way to love.
yeah, and there's a saying, birds of a feather flock together. That people similar come together because why? It's easier.
We don't have to communicate that. We don't have to do things in a different way.
It requires less sacrifice.
You could also take this in an entirely different direction in which it's fully applicable with religion and how you practice. You say, I don't want to love God the way he's asked me to. It doesn't seem important for me to say go to Mass on Sundays, or the sacraments don't seem important because I love God. But he asked us to do something in a specific way, and he asked us to sacrifice our way.
Well, maybe this is the measure of love. Am I willing to do it your way? I really don't like this idea. Now, I don't, obviously, and I hope no one out listening to us is confused. I don't mean compromise the morality. We're not talking about compromising morality. We're talking about the very simple thing, like in the example in the meditation, your spouse really likes to travel. You hate to travel. Get over yourself.
You gotta pick apart the things that you dislike and say, "Do I dislike it because I morally object to it, or do I just dislike it?" And there's not a lot of room for just disliking something.
Yeah. And sacrifice is the measure of love. Maximilian Kolbe said, without sacrifice, love starves to death.
Yeah, and we got to be careful because I think it is really easy to start trying to find moral reasoning to support the things we just dislike. I tend to reason my way through everything, and I'm like, I'm justified, and everyone is wrong for loving in that way or feeling that way about what I do.
The classic, in my marriage with your mother, the classic example is, I love the mountains. I love, and but your mother struggles with altitude. She doesn't like to hike, but she sacrifices when it comes to the mountains. I hate the beach. She loves the beach. So I need to go to the beach. I think I struggle with the golden rule because I don't want to sacrifice my way for the good of others.
You and I don't want to practice the golden rule because we think we're right. But that is the worst way to be wrong.
Gosh, I just. When I really think through the golden rule, I just don't know if I ever live
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
because I want other people to conform to my way. But that's the way we all are.
We want everyone to be the same, which is not actually what we want. We're really delighted by the variety we have and the people around us. But I think if we practiced the golden rule correctly, we would appreciate that more. And they would come to appreciate us because we wouldn't constantly be ruining their day with our
I
differences.
really only need this meditation for about the next 6 months.
Yeah, that's accurate. We're gonna look back at the stats on all of our different episodes, and it's just gonna be zero everywhere else and just 100% listener rate on this one, which would be okay. We might see drastic improvement that way.
I definitely have room to work on with the golden rule.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.